Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Today's episode is brought to you by Seedlip.com. Whether you prefer the flavors of punchy citrus, aromatic spices, savory herbs, Seedlip offers a drink for every drinker. Crafted by distilling globally sourced botanical ingredients, each of Seedlip's three variants, Spice 94, Garden 108, and Grove 42, are alcohol-free, but full of complex flavors. Simply topped with a splash of ginger ale or used as the base for a more elevated serves, Seedlip makes crafting cocktails at home easy. Visit seedlipdrinks.com and have it delivered direct to your door. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Before we get started, Nina Parker's on the show today from E's Nightly Pop, which I'm super excited about. And then afterwards, I'm going to do a bonus clip of Max's podcast. I'll give it to you straightish. I'm actually on the show. I'm going to play you a piece of that because I'm just so proud of this episode. And if you're a mom, you're a daughter, you will absolutely want to hear this. So stay tuned for the end and check it out. All right, let's go. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody. I wish I could tell you where I was right now, but I can't, but hopefully I will soon. But wow, what an experience. Anyway, I am so excited. I have got the incredibly fabulous Nina Parker on the show today from E's Nightly Pop. I'm a huge fan. By the way, I'm loving your hair.
Oh, you like, I'm just doing a little change today. I just did a little bob situation.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for putting up with my technologically nature here. It took us a few tries, but I'm so happy to have you here. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So, wow, Nightly Pop really has exploded into such a huge hit.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad. I'm glad that people are loving the show, that they're keeping up with us. I think especially now during quarantine, people want a little bit of something that just makes them laugh and kind of takes their mind off of more serious things that we don't seem to be able to avoid. So it's a blessing that people are resonating with the show.
Yeah, it's super cool. And I think that, you know, through lockdown, we've obviously, you know, everyone is so starved for content because everything has gone down, you know, you can't have been able to film and everything. And you guys do such a really great job of, yeah, doing the entertainment and all that. But even like, I love watching you on Daily Pop too, and what you bring to that, because I think you have such a calming sound of voice. And I really think that you and the whole crew, honestly, really are shining through all of this. Because, you know, I think one of the things that's happened through this whole thing is that we want to see what we want to see. And I think that the people and the shows that are really great are the ones that are surviving.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. And I hope that it also gives people a little more, you know, you get to, we've all kind of, I feel like I joke around and say I've been to the end of the internet because I feel like I've watched everything, I've seen everything. So the quarantine has really given people the opportunity to kind of explore what they want to see. So, you know, it's a later show, but all of our sleep patterns are messed up. So it's a late night show and it's really gotten popular, and it's really fantastic that people love it so much.
How'd you get involved? Because, I mean, you've had an incredible career and have done so much, from hosting and, you know, your after shows that you do, your reunions and all that, and everything you've done. How did you get involved with Nightly?
I love watching the Zoom and your daughter's in her robe in the background.
I know. Is that hilarious?
I love it.
This has been the craziest thing ever. I can't wait to talk about this. But you want to know what's so crazy? It's like, I think Zoom, if I had like no inhibitions before, they're gone.
Oh, it's gone with Zoom. I mean, honestly, walk butt naked, it wouldn't faze me at this point. I've seen it all.
Me neither. All I've really noticed is how bad my neck is. That's really my big takeaway from the pandemic, is how bad my neck is. I need like...
Oh, what's wrong with your neck?
Well, maybe you're not seeing it in a good light, Nina. I'll show you later, but it's no bueno. I have other good parts. I'm just going to focus on them.
Listen, there's a lot of people's necks you can't see, honey. Yours is fine.
Oh, aging is no joke. But isn't it true? Like, don't you feel like since you've been on Zoom, like, do you tend to like pick yourself apart more, or did you at the beginning?
Beginning, I was just like, oh my gosh, we had no access to anything. We didn't have access to get our brows done, our nails done. Hair was super natural. So I was like, oh, I look a little rough. So, you know, I make sure the lighting is at least okay for my Zooms. But I will say it made me really comfortable in like my rawest form, because I was like, there's nothing I can do. So it really allowed me to like love on myself in ways that I might have been avoiding before, where it was just like, I just got to accept this, or, you know, people going to have to get with my program, because I'm not about to do all these extra things for a Zoom. So it was actually kind of a blessing in disguise.
I agree with that. I'm someone who, like, you know, in my daily life, people that know me in Newport Beach, I don't wear makeup. When I work, I do. And if I have like a meeting, I would put on makeup, but I really don't.
That's the only reason why my hair and makeup is done today, because I filmed. Otherwise, it would have been, you know, bun life.
That's me. Glasses on the head.
I like
Own
it.
I have to tell you, the hair color thing, that's the only thing that bugged me.
Yeah. No, I get that part too. A lot of self explorations with products and things like that. And then some things I was like, I'm just not going to touch because I don't know what I'm doing. So I had to come to peace with, really, I don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to do my hair. I don't know how to dress myself. this show where I can get some assistance, because I realized I have regressed quite a bit in the last few years. So E has spoiled me to no end and given me an amazing team. And now, child, I can barely zip a zipper without them.
That is so fun. Honey, I never even thought about that, because, you know, I went from scripted TV to unscripted TV. So unscripted, it was like having ladies' maids. I mean, in the best possible way. Like, you have people just beating your face all day, and in a good way, and dressing you and zipping you and the whole thing. And then on reality TV, no one cares. It's like, if you don't learn how to put on your own lashes, tape your boobs, and like do the whole thing, it's not going to get done.
It's so true. It's so true. I'm very dependent now. And when I'm not, I invest in really key things, like, you know, clear glass frames when I don't feel like showing my face off, because I don't wear glasses, but I'll have like really big, bold glasses or things like that, where I'm like, let me just do a little cheat code where you can't really see my face if I have this on.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that does it. I never knew that that was a thing. I didn't know.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I need to get I wear contact lenses and.
Yeah. Well, you are the real deal. I am faking the funk. So, you know, my sister wears glasses and she is very resentful. She's like, who pretends to wear glasses? when you know, you always want what you don't have. When I don't need glasses. So now I'm like, oh, glasses would be cool. So, you know, it's that thing, but it definitely helps when you don't feel like beating your face.
Right. No, absolutely. Oh, it's so funny. So are you guys back in the studio?
Yeah, we actually just started back in the studio early this week. And so it's the first time back. So we went last week for like a rehearsal. This week is like our first like full time. We film Monday through Thursdays. So we're back like full time. Like it's really crazy to be back after, you know, we have been down. We've been filming from home, but we haven't been in studio since March. So it's different. It's, you know, it's a whole new protocol. So it's not like going back and everything is the same. We're going back to the same studio, but everything is completely different, and protocols. And, you know, you pray that no one is hungover or can't come in because we're all so dependent upon each other and no one can just replace you. Like if someone's out, they have to get a whole COVID test. Like there's a whole system now. So it last minute things are no longer in production. Like everything has to be planned.
Right. But you made some comments about this also recently, people wanting to go back to normal. But that's not actually the right way to go, I think, with everything that's gone on. I think there's been so many lessons to learn from the last 6 months. I mean, like the craziest, worst year ever on so many levels for so many things. But I really love how you talk about social issues. I think it's really incredible. I think you've been an amazing voice. But I want to start with the election because the video that you did of the debates was hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So funny because, I mean, were you just blown away? If people haven't seen this, they really just need to go and Google you and see how you did like this mock as if you were the monitor of the debates and, you know, told the presidential candidates to calm down and all this. And it was so funny. And you were like the voice that we all were at home going, oh my gosh, stop.
Yeah. I mean, I feel for the moderators because like I said, I hosted 11 hip hop reunions for 5 years. And it's not easy being a host, you know, it's not easy. There's always going to be somebody disappointed. And so moderating, you know, which is what I was doing, moderating between, you know, 20 different people. It's hard when it's a debate and people genuinely don't like each other. They have visceral opposing views and everybody wants to get their point across. So I feel for the moderators. But I do think that there is a level of politeness that has to go away in order to get the job done. And I think long are the days of just like this professional journalism that we used to do. I think, you know, especially in journalism, there are a lot of things that are stapled for a really long time. You know, there are certain ways that we just do things in journalism. And I think one of the good things with me is I got my career started at TMZ. And it was so unorthodox in so many ways on how to be a journalist. And so for me, I think it's imperative for these moderators to kind of go with what's in front of them. It's like, yeah, I know this is how you normally do a debate, but that ain't gonna work in this situation. This is a whole different beast. So we have to adjust to the time. It's time to stop thanking them and time to start saying, you gotta be quiet. Like there has to be a little aggressiveness with these moderators. Otherwise these guys are gonna step all over you. So I get the uncomfortableness of it and how it may look, but somebody's gotta get the job done.
Well, I agree with you, but I think part of the problem, obviously, is that, you know, you're dealing with the president of the United States and the former vice president of the United States. And I mean, you know what our entertainment contracts look like. Can you imagine what the contracts for the debate looks like? What they're allowed to
do on it, and then they break the rules in the debate. So it's like, you guys said this is what you're gonna do. So this is my thing. If they breaking the rules, girl, go, you break them too, because we ultimately the service is supposed to be for the American people. Ultimately, this debate is providing, you know, visibility on each campaign to provide information. So they're both parties are doing a disservice if no one can hear the other. So it's just kind of like somebody has to put the foot down or it's pointless. Like I gained nothing from, the first debate because I felt like, you know, I couldn't hear anything. It was disruptive. It was just I wanted them to do like the Andy thing and just mute. Yeah. You know, when there was interruption, so we could at least be able to hear somebody speak.
Do you think that cancel culture has affected journalists being afraid to speak out?
I mean, it's harder for journalists because while there's not a ton of like household names in journalism, you know what I mean? There are, I think the people that are being affected the most are, you know, reporters on the beat that are, you know, in a thankless job where they're local reporters, where nationally people don't know who they are. I think it's affected the press in general. The media in general has gotten a bad rap. But you know, it's just kind of what it is. You kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. I think there will always be some type of bias. And so I think depending upon who's reading it, they're going to read into things a little bit more. And that's just the way that it goes. People are, I think the media is an easy scapegoat for a lot of folks. I think it's an easy way for people not to take any responsibility and just blame it on the media or blame, you know, celebrities do it all the time. Celebrities have been saying, oh, well, they took this out of context until somebody provides video. And it's like, no, this is what you said. So, you know, I think it's just kind of lazy, in my opinion, for people to always blame the media instead of maybe blaming your candidate.
Maybe so, because I'll tell you, on reality TV, you are held accountable.
Right. Yes, you like, are. Almost more in certain situations, you know, than a political candidate.
It's so true. I mean, but what's so crazy to me is that I almost wish it was more like a reunion, because you know how, like, when you're hosting a reunion or you're in a reunion, it's like, I never said that. Roll the tape.
Right. You know, I love it when I'm watching reality TV and it's like, I didn't say that. And they have them in black.
Flashback.
Backstage. Yeah. And it's like, oh, this bitch said that. So I really wish there was that at the debates, where it's like wherever who was speaking or whatever was said could just be played. Because what you have to do now is go on Twitter and go find the fact checking. You know, a lot of the organizations now will do a fact check after the debate, where you can go and see what facts were real and what weren't. But there are a lot of people who aren't going to do that. You know, so, you know, my parents aren't going to go online and look that up. Like, they're going to take whatever they see on TV as face value. So, you know, I almost want the disclaimer, like on Twitter, they give you a disclaimer if it's an untruth now. And I wish that would happen just in real time.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because the damage has already been done.
Right.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
If you guys were listening last week, you heard me raving about the health and wellness brand Pink. I'm obsessed with Pink. The products are amazing, and the entire line is developed by women for women. Another great thing about Pink is that they give back. These ladies contribute to charities that support women. So when you buy Pink, you're empowering both your own health and the health of other women. What is better than that? I recently tried Pink's Simply Collagen Beauty to Go, and it's awesome. The collagen powder is unflavored, and it really mixes easily into whatever you're eating, you're drinking, and the stick packs are individually wrapped, which is so convenient. Every Pink product is non-GMO, gluten-free, and artificial flavor-free to help women live well and be well. As you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Pink is a proud supporter of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. When women support each other, incredible things happen. So visit pinkproducts.com to learn more about the brand created by women for women. And while you're there, get a $2.50 coupon and find a retailer near you.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
So, are you, like, I know all I'm seeing from everyone is like, everyone is just very happy to get this year over with. Like, I think everyone thinks that, you know, January 1st, 2021, it's like magically, like, you know, it's going to be like the movie Trolls. Like, there's going to be like glitter coming out of the sky and rainbows and all this kind of thing. But I do understand the mentality of, we have like some kind of marker to the end of the year, we feel like things must get better after that. How are you feeling moving into this last quarter?
I think, you know, I'll say for me, 2020 personally hasn't been bad. Like, I haven't had a bad personal year. I know a lot of people who have actually had a good year as far as their businesses, you know, and certain things that are that have come from destruction and disaster that this year has created. And then also, I know a lot of people who haven't had a good year, but I don't think everything will be magically fixed in January. I think at this rate, people will be blaming 2021 the same that they'll be blaming 2020. I think we were talking a lot of shit about 2019. So, you know, I hope collectively we can all start to like manifest good things for 2021. So it's an amazing year. But I just don't, you know, I don't think everything is going to be magically fixed in a couple of months. But hopefully I just feel like nothing is bad forever. So I feel like because we're dealing with all of this bad right now, the good is waiting for us. So I feel like it's just the natural way of things that you know, I'm hoping that good things come soon.
So just so you know, I am having my Christmas lights put up today.
Oh, okay. It is October.
I know. And I want you to know, and my daughter's in the background, she can attest to this, I've never done this before. This is the first year. I'm not one of those, let's start celebrating like 7 months in advance. I can't take it anymore. Like I'm not that disturbed that Halloween is sort of canceled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an October baby. My birthday's in 2 weeks, so I'm a big You know, yeah. I'm a big fan of Halloween. I'm a big fan of the fall, of the pumpkins. Like, that's my jam. But so I don't, you know, it bums me out that there won't be like a Halloween party that I'm going to. But I like the seasons. Like, especially living in LA, we don't get them. So I like seeing everything its thing. I like giving, you know, Halloween its time, Thanksgiving its time, you know, Christmas its time. I like the distinction between the three because the weather's going to be the same regardless for us in LA.
It's so true. I'm from the East Coast and I miss the seasons terribly. And I'm usually exactly today. Like, it's what?
It's 95 degrees in LA today.
It's crazy. And we had the coldest summer ever. And now we're having like the hottest fall into the winter, which is crazy, but there's the global warming for you. But,
right.
But yeah, I'm like you. I usually like to celebrate everything separately and I enjoy celebrating all things. But for some reason, I just feel like I need sparkle. I need lights. I need, I'm fast forwarding.
I mean, this is my thing. Everybody, we all have to do what we have to do for our mental health during this time. I know a lot of people I think I had my like COVID depression very early on. So I was able to work through it, but I have a lot of friends that have, you know, really gone through a severe depression because of the pandemic. So I think if Christmas lights make you feel good, I don't give a damn if it's in July. Do what you got to do to feel good. The hell with everybody else. May do you.
That's right. I love that. All right. So Nightly Pop's doing amazing. What's next for you? What are your goals?
I have another Bravo special. So I did Bravo Race in America a couple of months ago. We have another
which is great.
Special that's coming out with Bravo, and that'll be coming out in November. I think it's actually November 1st. It comes out a couple days before the actual election. So that's going to be coming out. It'll have a lot of Bravo celebrities and NBC, talent that'll be kind of talking about race and voting and voter suppression and really just how that's affecting different communities in America.
What do you want people to know about voting right now?
I think people need to vote early. One thing I've done in the past is I kind of handled it all by myself. Like, but what I've noticed is a lot of people are working, you know, with friends now. And I think it makes it a way better experience. Like, you know, going through your sample ballot, and talking about these propositions with your friends and family and actually discussing it, getting some wine with my girlfriends and kind of like going over things. It's kind of homework. It is homework. But you know, it's just super important. And I think the earlier you can vote, the absolute better, to prevent any type of issues. It's just going to be so crazy on the 3rd, but if you can't vote early, make sure you show up and make sure you vote. It's just imperative.
Absolutely. And the way they're doing mail-in votes, I think is so great and so safe. And I'll tell you, because I voted by mail and they actually give you a sticker.
Yeah, they do. They do. So it's great. You feel, you know, look, we all want our sticker. You know, it's like our little diploma. We do the work. We want to be acknowledged for it. I'm not mad at the sticker. I plan on getting mine out this week and I will definitely be rocking it on the ground.
Oh yeah, me too. That was one of the things I was worried about by not going in person because I was feeling like sort of leery about going in person. I was like, but I want my sticker.
Right.
And then when I got my mail in, I was like, there's a sticker. That's very good.
Right.
you got to have an accessory. I had Jessica Yellen on the show a few weeks ago and we were talking a lot about voting and whatnot. And one of the things we were talking about, which I thought was so interesting, was that some states are trying to lower the voting age and maybe some have them now to 16.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at that. You know what I mean? A lot of 16-year-olds are woke this time around, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't for president. It was for local, local elections. But what I thought was kind of cool about it, because at first I went, 16? What are you talking about? They can barely fill out their permit forms, you know? Like, how are they going to vote? But I thought, what a great way to get them into the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're in it anyway. You know, I think when I was 16, I was listening to what my parents were saying, whether I agreed or read. I think 16 is where you kind of branch away from your parents too, where you start to develop your own ideas. Your experiences are different than them generationally. And sometimes when you're 16, you're able to show your parents a version of the world that they don't necessarily see. So, you know, I think a lot of people want to write off teenagers as, you know, ignorant and uninformed. But I know when I was 16, I was going hard in the paint. Like I was making sure that I was informed about things, even though I couldn't vote, because it was important to my family. So, you know, of course, there will be people who are careless, who are uninformed, who don't know. But it's, you know, 45-year-olds out here doing the same shit. So, you know, out here voting for Kanye. So, I mean, it can't be any worse than that. So, I mean, why not?
You could be a dumbass at any age.
Exactly.
You are so fabulous. I'm so glad that you could come today. So let me ask you this. Who, if you could pick, like, who would be your top three guests if you could bring on to Nightly Pop? Who would you want? Besides me, of course.
Okay, if I have to put you on the shelf.
Put me on the side.
I'm going to say Beyonce. I would love, Beyonce doesn't do interviews anymore, so to have her would be ideal. I would love it. Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm.
Have you listened to her podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
I love, you know, all things Michelle Obama. And right now, just because of the picture he leaked, Chris Evans.
Oh, well, yeah, come on.
I mean, you know, that gets you a seat at the table.
That's so funny. I have to say, the one thing I miss through this whole thing, is, one of the things I should say I really miss is dinner parties. Because I'm not really someone, Terry and I, we like to go out alone to dinner, to restaurants and stuff. And I don't like big party parties, mm-hmm. you know, clubs and stuff like that. That's never been my vibe.
Right.
But I love having dinner parties, just having people over and have fabulous food and cocktails and talk.
Same. You know, like I told you, my birthday's coming up. So I'm just like, oh, I really want to have like a dinner party. And I'm thinking about doing a small one with like maybe four people at a restaurant, you know, in a patio, not like I would do before. But agreed. I miss that too. I just miss, you know, things that I didn't think I would miss, you know, with just being out interaction. And I mean, now I love running errands because I'm just like, I'm outside. I get to do some things. So I completely agree.
Isn't that so crazy? But yeah, it's true. I feel the same way. Although I still don't like driving carpool. I'm back doing that. That's not right. You are amazing. Will you tell everyone how to find you on social media and how we find Nightly Pop?
So you guys can watch Nightly Pop on E. Sometimes we're at 11, sometimes we're at 11:30. So just make sure you DVR us, but we're on at night. You know, you can check your local listings and see what time we air at night in your area. And then I'm on social media, same name across the board. So on Twitter, Instagram, it's going to be Ms. Gossip Girl. So that's MZ Gossip Girl. You can see my crazy tweets and Instagram posts.
I love it. And I adore you. And I hope the next time I see you, it will be in person.
Yes, I hope so too.
Take care. Thanks so much for being here, Nina.
Bye.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Today's episode of Heather Dubrow's World is brought to you by Seedlip, the original distilled non-alcoholic spirits. Made from globally sourced botanical ingredients, Seedlip offers three variants: Aromatic Spice 94, Herbal Garden 108, and Citrus Grove 42, all without alcohol, calories, or sugar. Curiously complex flavors make crafting elevated non-alcoholic cocktails easy at home. Simply top 2 ounces of your preferred expression with a premium mixer, or test your bartending skills to make a more elevated serve. Seedlip enables you to have that evening drink any night of the week. Conveniently delivered direct to your door from seedlipdrinks.com. Use my code DUBROW15 at checkout for 15% off. Again, visit seedlipdrinks.com and use the code DUBROW15 at checkout for 15% off.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
Okay, she is awesome. Go check out E's Nightly Pop Monday through Thursdays, 11 or 11:30. Check your local listing. And now, here we go. It is Max's podcast. I'll give it to you straightish. Check this out.
Hello, everybody. So today I have with me my amazing mother, Heather Dubrow.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on.
Can I vent a little bit?
Go ahead.
Okay, please. So I want to tell you a few things. First of all, All right, everyone always asks me what it's like being married to a plastic surgeon.
Right.
Because they think it's like, oh, he comes home with Botox or filler or I've gained 10 pounds. Can you suck this out?
Yeah, take this, please.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. Let me explain what happens in our house, and Max can attest to this. Mm-hmm. Last week, Terry leans across the table in a loving way and looks at me and goes, you know, I could burn those things off your face.
Super sexy.
Wow. Yeah.
Really cute. How sweet.
But I didn't even know I had anything to burn off my face. I mean, talk about being like going from super
confident,
kind of confident, right? To a puddle of, I need.
What do I need to take it off?
Am I allowed to curse?
I don't know. I do.
Well, crap off my face. Okay. So anyway, I burned all this stuff off my face, and now I look like I have
You literally acne. Can't tell.
You can't.
No, you can't.
It's bad.
I'm looking at you. You can't tell.
I look like I have acne or measles.
No, you don't. You look exactly the same. You can't tell.
So I just always look like shit.
No.
That's great.
You just don't look bad.
Fantastic.
You don't look
okay,
bad.
Okay, that's vent number one.
Oh, great.
Vent number two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very tired.
I am too.
But I'm tired because there's a 9-year-old sleeping across my head.
I didn't decide to have a 9-year-old. So that's why there's not a 9-year-old in my bed.
She's the only one that was au naturel. So I would just like to say she's
or
the
an
one.
Accidente.
No. A surprise. A miracle child.
Whatever.
But in any event, so Kat and Coco's rooms are being redone because they chose their rooms when they were very young. So we're redoing them. And Coco is sleeping with us because I've turned the guest room where we are right now into yet another office for myself. Because you know
which
why?
Which is ridiculous.
It is, but it isn't. Because if you think about it, I actually need a place in the house to film. And
for what?
For my podcast, for my YouTube channel. And so what I'm doing in this room is I'm changing all the lighting.
Smart.
And so it's like a cool place to film. It's going to look really good.
By the way, she's been working on this lighting for months. It's not even, they haven't even started yet.
No, all they did was break apart the ceiling. But that's because of this whole COVID thing that everything's delayed. By the way, can I turn on the air in here?
It is hot. I like how you told me my room was too cold and down here it's too hot.
Well, I'm very old, you know. There's
well, the heat flashes, menopause.
I'm not in menopause yet.
Aww.
Harry,
first stage is denial.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Okay, here we go. I'm turning on the air.
Poor woman.
Poor mother. In any event, so Coco's been sleeping in between me and Dad, which, you know, again, not sexy either.
Right.
It's not going well. But
love hearing about that.
No, I know you do. So anyway, so I'm tired. And then here's the next thing. So I'm in a quandary about what to do about Thanksgiving.
Why?
All right. So I know you don't want to travel on your birthday, and your birthday is Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So
can we preface with the fact that Mom promised me multiple years in a row that I would never have to travel on my birthday again.
Whatever, man. Put it in the Heather report. I hear you. So I'm going to try to have us travel on Wednesday, and we're supposed to go to Idaho.
Right.
But what I'm concerned about is that I really want the first time you guys go to Idaho to be incredible. I want it to be like this amazing, spectacular experience. What I'm worried about is I don't know what there is to do there when it's cold.
Neither do we.
I know. But I know about the lake life. And what I'm thinking is maybe we should go somewhere else for Thanksgiving.
Or, hear me out, stay home.
No, because we're staying home for Christmas.
But everyone's happy when we stay home.
I would like to go somewhere. So,
go with Dad.
Thinking is, can I throw some ideas out or no?
Sure.
Okay. So.
No.
No?
No, I was saying no to whatever you were suggesting.
No. Okay. So we may still go to Idaho. I'm not sure. But if we don't go to Idaho, because I think I would go to Idaho the following year.
Okay.
Once you guys have been there in the summertime.
Right.
And
makes sense.
You've got your places and you know the lay of the land.
Then you go during the cold season.
Yeah. And it's like an interesting, different perspective. And that kind of thing.
Okay.
And maybe you've made a bunch of friends that are all meeting up there.
Okay. Smart.
That's what I'm thinking. And you guys are going to be 18 then.
Turning 18.
That's
weird.
So I was thinking about that.
Okay.
So where could we go? I don't want to leave the country.
Good, I don't either.
And I know you don't want to go far. And I know what you like. So I'm honestly, I mean, don't tell the other kids unless they listen to this. And then it's just spread out so evenly for everyone
to
enjoy.
They don't listen. Doesn't matter.
I'm kind of thinking about you and what you might enjoy. So I looked into a couple of places. One place was...
Are you going to say...
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Seattle.
Why would you want to go to Seattle?
I want to go to Forks.
It rains.
Oh. I love rain.
Can we let the vampire thing
Okay,
go?
Moving right. on.
So there's a lot of pale people in the rain there.
It's me. It's my people.
It's you can see them another time at a convention. But for this, I'd like to be...
Wow.
The pale people convention. No, but here's the thing. So wait, before I launch into where I want to go,
okay.
Dad is so negative.
Yeah, I know.
About everything. So we're in the other room and I go, so I was giving him the same exact speech I'm giving you. And he was like, why? They're going to hate everything.
Agreed.
But here's the thing.
We're very low key. Sounds like we're ungrateful. We're just low key.
No, I don't find you ungrateful.
I know, but that's what people are always like, why wouldn't you want to go to X, Y, and Z? And we're like, we just don't want to go anywhere.
Well, by the way, I think that's honestly a testament to the fact that you really like your lives and you like your home.
True.
And I love that. I think that's great. But there's something to be said for a little bit of a change of scenery. And I just want to tell you, for me personally, as your mom, so maybe just look at it this way for a second. I've been locked in this house for months and months and months.
But I love it.
For all of you guys, I know you do, but I would just like to have a little experience somewhere else, a low impact experience. Okay,
so what were your ideas?
So, but just to recap what I was talking about with Dad,
right.
We were talking about like the Europe trip we took last year, which what's funny is he thinks that I'm like my mother. So my mom, we would go on a trip and it would be a disaster, like literally every second of the trip was awful.
Yep.
There wasn't one shining moment. And she'd be like, what a wonderful vacation. Remember when we went to fill in the blank?
That's what all of social media is.
I know. And me and my sister, she was way ahead of her time. She was like Instagram versus reality in her own brain, way ahead of her time.
Yep.
So me and my sister would look at each other and be like, no. Remember you and Dad were fighting and there was anything?
Yeah, there was nothing good about that.
Nothing good. Okay. I think I'm kind of realistic. And for example, with Europe, I knew before we went and I said it before we left, there was going to be some really nice moments, some really hideous moments, but most of it will kind of lie in the middle. Now, what do you, just be honest, don't be real. Like, what do you take away, sort of highs and lows from that trip? What will you remember?
I mean, like, Europe in general is so pretty, and obviously everyone wants to go there. But it's like, there's four kids.
Very difficult.
Most of which
ages.
Don't want to be there.
And there's different ages and genders and things.
It's
hard.
Yeah, and then there's already like a 12-hour flight.
No, forget that. I'm saying, what are like the high points and what were the low? What's your memory?
I just remember there's just not a lot you can do there under 21, quite frankly.
That's true.
Because it's everything you made us do was touristy. We're not tourist people.
We are not tourist
people. We don't care.
And Dad is not touristy, but...
So we didn't want to do that.
All right, well, let me just jog your memory a little bit.
The only thing I remember, honestly, I have a really... Not only do I have a bad memory, but also I block out a lot of things.
Okay. That's fair.
The two things, honestly, the three things I remember from that trip were... The crown jewels, because Mom wouldn't shut up about it. As soon as we left, she wants a tiara. We get it, Mom.
By the way, I need a tiara.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So I remember that. And waiting in the, 2-hour line to see the crown jewels.
No, by the way, not so...
Dad and
not
Mom
so,
left.
Not so VIP front of the line, by the way.
Yeah, which Mom and Dad went to go get coffee or something while we waited in the line. Thanks, Mom.
You had such a lovely guide to talk to, though.
Thank you.
He was very entertaining.
Right, so entertaining. Told us the history.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That was not a shining moment of the trip.
Oh, really? The other moment I remember was getting gelato. I mean, I like food. That's kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing I remember from that trip is the Ferris wheel. What is that called? The London Eye or something?
Oh, the London Eye. That was fun.
No, it wasn't.
I thought that was cool.
You sit on in a bubble
and go
watch.
Around.
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Here's what I thought was cool about the trip.
Okay.
I thought walking through Harrods.
You guys. I totally forgot about that. That was the coolest part. That was so cool.
Let me jog you to the fun parts of the trip. Walking through Harrods and shopping at Harrods.
But Harrods is not just shopping. They have an entire... Okay, I'm obsessed with food.
Right.
And they have an entire cheese section.
The food stalls.
You get to... food stalls. But I had no idea what that was before I went. So, they have... an entire section of different types of cheese, and it's not even taste good. I mean, it does, but it's gorgeous. What grocery store? Is that someone's actual grocery store?
Yes.
That's so pretty.
People shop there. So when I told the kids we were going there, they were like, why are we going to a department store?
Yeah, why are we going to a supermarket?
Wait. But... And it was so bougie, and you go into the kids
it's
section.
It's so pretty.
And there's like a Fendi crib and a Dior.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
But that mall is huge.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So,
it's so pretty. So all the food is so fresh.
So here's all my highlights from London. I thought our room was super pretty.
London was boring.
Because there's a lot of, I agree.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of history and museums and
we're
that kind
of thing. History people.
No, we're not. But we saw the sights and that was okay. Yeah. But I would say highlights were Harrods.
Yeah, I agree.
High tea.
That was good.
And you remember at the high tea, they had that Christian Louboutin pop-up trolley in the
yeah, I do remember that.
That was kind of cool. But the high tea, by the way, I thought out of everyone, you love the high tea the most.
I just like taking pictures. Anywhere there's a photo op.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I really loved going to see the musical Six.
Way better than I thought it was. I didn't want to go because Kat wanted to go. And so
I know. By the way, that's very mature of you to say that. I appreciate
that. Well, I said that even when it was a thing. But it's just annoying. So she wanted to go to the show, but none of us wanted to go because we don't care about theater.
Well, I do.
I met the kids.
Right. You guys don't. But I tried to do a little something special for each of you, but her thing was theater, and I love theater, too. I did not want to see Six, but this is...
Yeah, we didn't want to see Six. No one understood the show.
Well,
she kept talking about
it. When you hear that we're going to go to a musical about Henry VIII's wives, you're
why do we care? History.
By the way, it was so good.
If you can't tell, history is my least favorite subject, just to put that out there.
But how good was the show?
The show was amazing, actually. And I didn't realize how many of the songs were TikTok songs, which you won't really get, but... Like, half the songs, I already knew all the words to.
Really?
Yeah, so I was sitting there looking at Nikki, and we were like, why do we know all the words to this?
That's
like,
so funny. Well, Kat and Coco used to listen to the music in the car all the time.
Which I didn't know because we don't drive together because they go to a different school, and I drive now.
Exactly. Yeah. So they knew all the words. So I thought that was a great experience.
That was really good.
Too.
Wasn't there another show you guys went to?
In London?
Yes.
No.
Like Naked People or something?
Naked People? We went to a
And it wasn't...
No, that was in Paris.
Oh, that was in Paris. so luxurious.
Yes. I'm trying to think what else we did. But to me, those were kind of the highlights.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. And then we, in Paris, I would say the walking tour we did of every sweet pastry shop...
First of all, I love Paris.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it's so beautiful. Like, traveling, I don't really like traveling. First of all, because anxiety, and second of all, because I just like being home. I don't know. And I don't really feel like I'm missing out. But Paris is beautiful.
Beautiful.
That was the best idea. If we could have gone to Paris the whole time, I would have done that. Paris is so pretty. There's so much more to do there.
Yeah.
And even the things that are like historical or whatever, it's still pretty.
Okay, so this is my takeaway from Paris.
And you know Paris is Paris.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't get much better than Paris.
It's so beautiful.
I have
beautiful.
To say.
The only thing I was bummed about is that we didn't get to go up in the Eiffel Tower because the one night we were supposed to go up to the top, it was fogged in.
Oh, we were not mad about that.
No.
We were so tired. It was like the last night. We were so done.
They were done. But by the way, like my mom would have made you go up there anyway.
I know. That would have been bad.
No, I
no, she gets it sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. But so we were having like a bite to eat at this little place. And one of the things I wanted to do was put a lock on the lock bridge.
But didn't they redo it or something?
So what happened was years ago, Dad and I had put a lock on the bridge. And the bridge was getting so heavy.
It's going to fall down or something.
It was sinking because of the weight of the lock. So
that's ridiculous.
They cut them all off.
Why don't they do like plastic?
Because that's probably not good. I don't know.
Oh, true.
So,
or styrofoam or something.
Yeah, something. So they cut them all off, but now they started it again. They probably cut them off every so often.
Every year or something,
But anyway, I had a lock made that said Dubrow 2020, and I said to the kids, I said to you guys, hey, we're going to abort the mission to go to the Eiffel Tower, even though I've never been because it's too foggy and whatever. Just let's go do the lock thing. Let's have a moment, and I'm good. And you guys were so cool, so awesome. And we went there, and we made a wish, and we put the lock on there, and we threw the keys into the into the Seine. Wasn't that kind of cool?
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Plus, doesn't it make you happy that one day that lock will be cut off and thrown away. All your wishes are gone.
You know what?
Just like the last one you put on there.
Nope. But Dad and I are still going strong, as I feel like our family will be. And I just thought that was a very nice memory. So here's my
thing. That was cute. I agree.
Oh my gosh. ABC Tuesday. It is the moment you've been waiting for. Honestly, the moment we've all been waiting for. It's the season premiere of The Bachelorette, and it's all happening on Tuesday, October 13th. Yes, let's clear that up right now, Bachelor Nation. The Bachelorette is going to be on Tuesdays. And on Tuesday, October 13th, after having her heart broken on Bachelor in Paradise, Winter Games, and The Bachelor by Juan Pablo, will Claire finally get the respect she deserves? Her journey begins with a mansion full of new bachelors and a season full of romance, tears, and of course, drama. But questions remain. Are all the men there for the right reasons? How did they make an entire season of The Bachelorette in quarantine? Is there any truth to all the rumors swirling around this season? Will Claire blow up The Bachelorette? Will we finally get some clarification? As Chris Harrison would say, this season truly is the most shocking, dramatic, unbelievable season ever. We do declare The Bachelorette Tuesdays, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
So my whole point, and I could come up with a few more little things here and there, but I will just tell you that, and there were low moments and there were medium moments, and that's all fine. Mm-hmm. By the way, I had so much fun with you on New Year's Eve.
Oh, we had so much. I keep thinking about that. It's so funny you just said that. That was so fun.
Nikki didn't feel well.
Yeah, Nikki stayed upstairs.
He went upstairs really fast. Katarina was being 13, and mm-hmm. she went upstairs. And then it was you and me and Coco and Dad, and we danced.
We had so much fun.
So much fun.
And we never hang out. Like, me, you, Coco, and Dad never hang out.
That was a very interesting combination.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So fun. All right, so here's the thing. So my mom would tell you the whole trip was fabulous. I wouldn't say that. I would say what I just said.
Some of it was good. Okay, yeah.
Okay, but there were good memories there. Dad would tell you that
everything
that trip
sucked.
Was a disaster.
So
nothing
true.
Good happened. Mm. It was a money flush, blah, blah, blah. So whenever I approach trips with him, he's always coming from that place. So it's very hard to make decisions for like the whole family and figure out what you all may like.
Right. Okay.
So back to Thanksgiving.
Right.
So the first thing on the idea board is...
Wait, why are we talking about Dad? No. You said
because I was just pitching to him the Thanksgiving ideas, and he shut me down.
Oh, okay. What are the ideas?
That was a long story to
Got
get
it.
To this.
Yeah,
sorry.
Seriously.
Well, you know.
Well, it's mom.
Brevity is not my strong suit.
Clearly.
So, by the way, I've heard your podcast, yours either.
Okay,
anyway.
Well, you know what? That's the whole point.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm super proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
No, really am. I love how you're taking to podcasting, and you really just have a natural voice, and I'm looking forward to hearing more episodes. Especially,
thanks, Mommy.
As Dad would say, especially mine. By the way, did he not shut up the entire time he was on
your
show?
He didn't shut up.
Could you please hit a button or something if I'm talking too much?
I will.
Okay.
I literally
Maybe
will.
I am already.
Also, it's funny because I'm so much more chill with you. And not just chill, but myself. So my voice is normal. Do you hear it?
You're higher.
On my other podcast, my voice oh my God. And it's so annoying. And I listen to them back and I'm like, shut up. Jeez. And now thank goodness I'm finding it, you know what I mean?
It's like the telephone voice. I remember my mom used to answer the phone and go, hello.
Yeah, you have this camera voice.
I do?
Yeah, it's not good.
I have a bad camera
it's
voice?
It's not bad. It's just your normal voice is so much cuter. And like you have kind of a New York, like you just said something that was kind of New York-y.
Yeah.
And it's somewhat, it's kind of not you.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me know what I'm doing.
I'll
work on that.
I will.
Okay, so anyway, so here's my ideas.
Yeah.
Idea number one
is
Idaho. Now, I can come up with tons of things to do. They have a super cute...
It's fall, so we can do apple picking.
I think that I can find apple picking, and I think... Yeah. And I know they have this beautiful light...
Boat thing?
...display that we take a boat,
right,
and there's fireworks
pretty.
And stuff. There'll be Thanksgiving. I don't know what else there is to do there.
Oh, perfect. That's the whole trip.
Spokane in Washington is about 20 minutes away. Beautiful little town. Shopping, I don't know.
Okay.
But again, I want your first time there to be so magical that... I'm not sure.
Okay. So next
number
option.
Two. I'm saving the best one for last.
Okay. And let me just give my opinion
go.
On all this
yes,
as
go.
You go.
Number one.
Idaho. Good idea, not great. Sounds more boring in winter. Mm. I think what you're thinking is a good idea. But especially our house will be have started by then, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And so we can go look at it, you know.
Different.
Yeah. Next. I also have to factor Lainey into all of this because she's coming on anything we're doing.
Okay, number two.
Okay.
Big Sur.
What?
So Big Sur is really beautiful, and there's cool hotels there.
Wait, where is that? I think I've heard of that, but where is it?
It's north. It's on the way to San Francisco. I wonder how far it is. I don't know if it's a... It might be a driving thing. How far is it by car?
It's an hour and 9 minute flight.
Oh, so that's probably what? Oh, I don't know.
That's a lot of math.
I don't know what that is. Okay, anyway. I didn't really take a deep dive into it. Let's just say it's very pretty. It could be boring.
It's 6 hours. So it's we would fly.
Okay, so Big Sur. Well, because I asked my girl, Nicole Brown, who I love, mm-hmm. at American Express, who helps me with my travel stuff. Okay. She sent me this huge list. But a lot of them were out of the country. I'm like, no.
Yeah, definitely.
I go, I'd like to go somewhere from... Ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Because originally we were going to go from Tuesday to Sunday to Idaho, which seems too long.
Agreed.
All right, so now I'm thinking we take a trip from Wednesday to Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
I was waiting.
Okay, all right.
Yes. I've been trying to pitch that to you.
Okay, so I'm...
Yes, thank God.
It takes time. I'm going with it. All right.
Love it,
Here's where I'd actually really like to go.
Okay.
I'd really, really like to go to Sedona.
What?
Yes.
Where's that?
So there is this hotel, and it's in Arizona. There is a hotel in Sedona. There's two. One's Auberge, but the other one is called Enchantment. And for some reason, I read about it a while ago, and then I looked it up, and I put it, like, I have a list of places to go to, just in case, or whatever. And then someone mentioned it to me the other day, and then I heard someone talking about it on a podcast. And I was like, oh my...
A sign.
And I was like, this is a sign. So I started looking into it, and here's the thing about Sedona. It's, first of all, gorgeous. It's like these red rocks and things.
Oh, but mean like where the really tall trees are? No, what's that? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, it's not there.
Oh.
And what I thought you would like about it is that it's got a lot of mystical things going on there, properties and whatnot, crystals and... Yeah. No, it's she's making
looks like
a
the
face.
Grand Canyon.
It's near the Grand Canyon.
God, the Grand Canyon was boring.
But we're not going to go to the Grand Canyon. We're going to go to Sedona. And there's a lot... By the way, there's a spa.
There's a spa anywhere. Right, why go to Sedona for a spa?
Because it's a change of scenery, and there's beautiful like walks and hikes, and even the spa is so gorgeous and built into the rock and cliff thing. And there's a lot to do there.
Okay, but if we're going there for a spa, let's go to San Diego.
I don't want to go to San Diego.
But I don't want to go to Sedona.
I want to be outside. So especially like in COVID times, I just want to be able to go somewhere and kind of be outside and breathe.
Okay. What's the third option?
That was the third option.
You said I'm saving the best for last. That was three. My best. That was two.
No, Idaho was the first one.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about this? I'm going to give you 2 days to...
Find a better option?
Yes.
Deal. Okay.
Yes. Would you rather go to Cabo?
No. That's isn't the outside of the country, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we want to go outside of the country?
I agree with that. By the way, I think Sedona's perfect.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Can you look into it a little bit before you say
yes,
no?
Yes, but no. I'll look
into
it.
See, this is my problem.
No, it's just... I'll find something better.
All right. Well, in any event, I would just like to go somewhere for a couple days, be together, have a nice Thanksgiving, and just chill, little change of scenery...
As long as it's close and I'm home for my birthday.
You'll be home for your birthday and you'll be home on Saturday. So you'll have Sunday before school.
Good, I hope.
So I would say just go with it.
Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll see.
All right.
So next thing, I just thought about this. I had a call with my college counselor today.
Mm-hmm.
And as some of you know, I'm a junior, so I...
Can't believe it.
I know, it's so weird. So I turn 18 next year.
You're not even 17 yet.
I go to college in 31 months.
Oh, my God. You're like one of those mothers. My child is 42 months old.
I know.
I'm like, really?
I know. It's ridiculous. I only say that because I make a joke every time mom's on her phone or dad's on his phone. And I always say, you know, you have 31 months left with me. Are you going to remember that article on your phone right now or my face?
I think
and they're always like, shut up.
I think that's more for dad than me, but...
Well, okay. Anyway, so I was talking to my counselor about what the heck I have to do now. Because there's so much prep to go to college. Like,
it's a lot.
There's so much to do. And I'm a junior, so I kind of thought, you know, I'm halfway done. There's not a lot I can do. Oh, no. That was wrong.
This is the big year.
But I thought that meant grade-wise.
No, it's everything.
I know. So I have to take my ACT. I'm taking that in December.
Right.
But just a standard test.
Do you feel ready?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
But okay, so I rescheduled, by the way, which I'll show you later, but I put it on our calendar. I'm redoing the dates.
Good.
Yeah. But anyway, so, and I'm starting next week or something.
Subtle. Cork pop. Go on.
Cork pop. All right. Anyway, so I'm starting doing my ACT class again, and then I take my ACT in December, and then I'm going to... What was that?
This is the chair.
Oh, that was terrifying.
No, sorry. But is there... Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
So, you know, I remember, because back in my day, it was just the SAT,
right?
And everyone took the same Stanley Kaplan class,
right.
And there was, like, not a lot of options.
Uh-huh.
There was no super scores. You couldn't take anything again. It was just you did it, and that was it. Does it make it easier that now so many schools have downgraded the importance of the test, and some schools have even eliminated it as an admissions thing?
To be honest, the good or like Ivy League schools did not get rid of it.
Oh.
They are saying it's more important than ever because here's the thing. There's, for example, scholarships. If you are going up against someone that has an ACT score and you don't, or an SAT score and you don't, they're going to give it to them because they can't compare your scores.
And they can't compare your grades because they don't know the level of
difficulty. No, assuming you have the same grade. No. Assuming you have the same grades and then they're checking for higher things to make who would win. You would lose.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get into a really good school and you're against all the people, to be quite frank, everyone has the same grades going into Ivy Leagues.
Right.
Or better.
So what sets you apart? Isn't it more than ACT? I mean, at some point, don't they want people that are doing interesting things or play an instrument or play
a
sport or
but if you,
started a charity?
But everyone's doing that. Everyone's trying to get into these schools. So
I never would have gotten into college, by the way.
Clearly.
Oh, no. I auditioned. I would have gotten into college.
Okay. There you're fine. But
Maybe.
No. No, but so anyway, if you are trying to get into the school with all the same GPA, you know, community service, everyone has that, and you have an ACT and someone else doesn't, you're more likely to get in, especially if you do well. If you don't do well, not so much. But, you know, at least you took it, I guess. I don't really know. But, so it does make it harder if you're trying to get in an Ivy League because you actually have to do well. Before, you know, you could take it. Actually, I don't know, because you had to do it before, so I don't know.
But there's also a faction of kids that are just very focused on studying and don't have all the other extracurriculars and clubs and things. And they do look at the complete person, and I think that's so important, because they don't just want one type of person.
I know, but you asked about the ACT.
Right. So it doesn't take the pressure off.
No.
No. Okay.
Unless you're applying to a school that doesn't have one, but if you're applying to other ones too, it doesn't really matter.
Every school you're applying to cares about the ACT.
Yep. Every single one.
Okay. All right. Noted.
Yeah. So I have to do my ACT, and then you have to literally. So there's something called, I can't remember the word, but making it so the colleges know you want to go there.
Okay.
or your interest or something.
Your interest level?
Yeah, something like that. You have to literally do anything possible to make them... Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. They can track you. Like, yeah, it's weird.
Well, isn't that because we didn't have that in my day?
I know. You had nothing like that.
Nothing. It was
so
in the
unfair.
20s, in the year Gimmel.
Yeah.
We had nothing.
Weird. So I have so much to do this year, which I didn't even think about.
So you have... So tell me... Go through with me. What do you have to do? So you have to, what, email them or...?
Yeah. I have to sign up for all, like, the mailing lists and... You know, email people. I don't even know, honestly. I haven't written down. There's a lot I have to do.
There's a lot to do.
But junior year is hard, you guys. First of all, okay, all I have to say is I am so lucky, and I don't want this to sound bad. I am so lucky that I am online for my junior year.
Why?
Literally hit at the best time, which not actually because Corona's terrible, I get it, but, like, for school purposes, chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Because... I already, junior year is what, the hardest year, you'd say?
Yeah.
And so I already have ACT, college prep, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. You have to have community service, blah, 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 which, like, you should anyway, but you know what I mean. And then now I have the hardest year of school, too. That's crazy. So now that I'm online, I don't have to drive back and forth. The fact that even Corona's happening...
It's less exhausting.
It's 100% less exhausting. And it's good for me because my anxiety. But regardless of that...
It also kind of takes away the social pressure of the whole thing, doesn't
100%.
It? 100%.
You have no, like, need to... Or priority or... You know what I mean? There's no... What's the word? I'm
pressure?
So tired. I don't know.
No, but I get it, because I remember being in high school, and it's like, even if you're in the class and you're there, you leave class, you're walking down the hall, and you see so-and-so.
With X, Y, and Z.
And that puts you in a different mindset.
And then you're mad.
You can't concentrate on the next thing you're supposed to do.
Plus, then you're caught up. So I don't really – this is going to sound so annoying. I already know. But I don't really fit in. I'm different. Pick me. Choose me. You don't get that, do you?
No.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, Victoria's going to die laughing at that. Okay, anyway, so I don't really fit in with high schoolers just because I don't care.
You've always been an older soul.
Yeah, a lot of people call me an older soul.
Yeah.
But it's also Lainey and I don't have a lot of emotion, but we do, but we don't. Just not, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I don't know Lainey in that. I mean, I love Lainey, but I don't know her.
That part of
her. But for you, you are very emotional. You just are not good at expressing your emotion.
No, that's not true at all. I'm so good at expressing my emotion. I don't care. No. That's incorrect. The truth is, I am not emotional. I have emotions.
Yes, that's true.
But I, not for a lot of things most people care about in high school. So I don't care about anything anyone else is doing in high school. I don't care about your drama. I don't care who kissed who.
You've always been like
that. Yeah, I don't care. And people don't like that because they care.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like you don't like to verbalize things. Sometimes you're better at writing it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
which
what
is
I meant.
Which is why.
Which is fine.
Right, right. But that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But which is why I kind of want to start writing things. I don't know what, but that's why I'm getting my typewriter.
Are you going to... Well, you don't know if you're getting a typewriter,
well,
do you?
No, I guess not.
Did you ever want to write a journal?
I have a journal. It's a 5-year journal, and you write... There's a prompt every day.
Oh.
And you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it sits next to my bed. There's a prompt every day. I'll tell you who gave it to me later. And there's a prompt every day. And each day there's 5 slots. So you know, does that make sense? You write down the plot, the prompt? I'm so tired. The prompt for that day. And then the next day. And then the next year you see what you wrote last year.
Oh.
So I started it last year. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yes.
So I started it last year, and it's going to go on to my first year of college, right?
That is so... You should always
I know.
Say
it's
that.
So cool.
That is amazing.
It was like the best idea. I wasn't even going to do it, and then I found it, and I was like, this is genius.
I'm so glad you're doing it.
Right?
That.
It's cool.
You know what's funny? I heard on your show last week, I think.
My biggest fan.
Yeah, no, I love your
supporter.
Show.
Supporter.
I heard on your show you saying that you listened to me and you wrote down... All of
yeah, I
dates.
Was just about to bring that up.
Yeah,
we're literally the same person.
I love that. It made me so happy.
Yeah, I know. It's literally, it's so detailed.
Okay, I hate to break it off right there, but you're going to have to go to I'll Give It To You Straightish to hear the full episode. It's so good, right? Isn't she awesome? All right, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a fabulous weekend, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week.